It has been an awesome week as we have been bestowing the incredible Kerry Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards on very deserving island women who have had such an impact on the island. And we're going to do the same today with our Women in Business category.
Yes, our Kerry Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in Business Award winner, Juanita Leary.
Hey, Juanita!
In 1988, and still in her final year of university at UPEI, Juanita began working at the Charlottetown location of Vogue Optical. After graduating with her Bachelor of Arts degree, Juanita moved to the administrative team at Vogue. Over the years, Juanita used her strong work ethic to move through many departments from accounting to buyer to marketing and finally to president. In her current position as president, Juanita's primary responsibility is the day-to-day operations of all Vogue Optical retail locations. She spends a lot of time visiting each location in Eastern Canada to ensure the company's high standards are always being met. Juanita's motto has been, love what you do and love who you do it for. She contributes her success to hard work and commitment to great relationships. Our Kerry Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in Business Award winner, Juanita Leary.
Hear, 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 hear.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. I'm so proud. I love Kerry Wynn. And it's an amazing award. Thank you.
We are so happy to have you here. Because first and foremost, you're one of our good friends here, right? And we're always happy to have you in the booth. But I mean, let's just start. How does it feel to win this award?
Unbelievable. Mm. I'm very proud. I love Kerry Wynn. Like I said, I love my job. Yeah. I absolutely love my job. I love the people I work with. This is amazing. I'm so happy. It really, truly is amazing. But it's an award to the whole team because without the team, we would not exist. So sure. I'm super proud.
Well, we are so happy to have you here. And as we've said, been saying all week, the award is to honor Kerry Wynn McLeod, of course, and the impact, you know, to remember the impact that she had on so many. And you're receiving this award because of the impact you have in your day to day and, you know, on so many. 37 years ago, did you ever imagine that one day you would be president of Vogue Optical?
Jill, 37 years ago, I was graduating from UPEI. I was getting ready to get married. I was interviewed by the Grays. I didn't know what the optical business was. I knew I wanted to be successful. I wanted to grow. Did I know I would be president? I knew I wanted to be growing in the company. I soon loved the optical industry very quickly on. I love working in it. I love what we were doing. So no, 37 years ago, maybe I didn't know I would be president, but I definitely knew very quickly I wanted to be part of the company.
Love that story. We have lots to chat about this morning. You're going to spend about an hour here with us today.
Oh wow!
And you're going to be part of the birthday celebration calendar. Like, this is a big deal. Okay, Juanita. All right.
Excellent.
Welcome aboard. Love More with Juanita Leary. She's our Women in Business Award winner with the Kerry Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
The doorbell rings.
Yeah, who's there?
That is Hurt and Alone, Ocean 100. They're scheduling stops all over the place now. And I believe that Nancy's back, but she is sitting down. She's in the shows that they've done. She's been in a wheelchair and singing along, but that is expected to improve as time goes on. Of course, she's dealing with the fallout from cancer too, mm-hmm. right? Cancer diagnosis last year, and she's in recovery right now. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. There could be some Hurt shows coming your way real, real soon. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy Jill and Scott. Our Women of Impact Week continues. Juanita Leary is here with us today as our Women of Impact Women in Business winner today. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You actually kind of get two awards today, okay? One's the Women of Impact Award, and the second one is having the biggest entourage. We've had to set up stadium seating in our lobby here, which is just fantastic. We are so happy to have you here and such a deserving recipient of this award.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and we always love... See seeing you. And when we're on air, of course, everyone's hearing what we're chatting about. When we're off air, we have these side conversations too. And I have to explain to listeners, Juanita always looks so stunning. And she always, of course, has the snazziest glasses. So I'm always complimenting on her glasses. And you can see that she's proudly and beautifully wearing them.
I was a big part of the fashion conversation a few minutes ago.
You are often setting fashion trends, Darcy.
I know.
Your passion, Juanita, for your job is so very evident. What brings you the most joy?
Jill, there's a lot of things that brings me joy at Vogue, but I would have to say it's absolutely people. I work with the best team ever. I love the people I work with. They're my best friends. They're my family. I love the customers. I love seeing our people take care of eyewear with our customers. And if anybody ever seen one of our opticians fit a child for the first time, a little baby that sees their mom for the first time, it's absolutely overwhelming. Yeah. So our people do such a great job. I always hope that they know how much I love them because they are amazing. The joy that comes from our team, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I can't say enough about the team. I absolutely, without a doubt, love my job and love who I do it with.
Well, that culture comes from the top down.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's why we're here, Juanita.
It's easily done, Jill. It's easily done because they're amazing.
And they're here at 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning for you.
They're here.
Right. Well, we're on the, before we get to the celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge. Well, we're on the topic of joy. Can you just talk about your grandbaby for a moment?
Oh, that is joy. I have a new grandbaby, a new grandson, 10 months old. He is out in the audience this morning. Yeah. He truly is an amazing, the biggest part of my life. My daughter is my everything. Yeah. So when she had Oliver, it brought an unbelievable amount of joy. And I love every minute I spend with them.
Incredible. And we can tell.
I know.
We can absolutely tell. Yeah. Stand by. Here we go.
Time for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar presented by the Confederation Bridge.
In the business, Juanita, that's called a hard pivot. Yeah, you win. So now let's do some birthday wishes here. There's no real way to segue. Belated birthday for Lance Burke in St. Peter's Bay. Happy 30th. Belated for Tori Duraj, too, with love from Matt in Summerside, 22nd. Kyle Irvin is 23 from Emma Rose Hudson. Kim Gamble is 40 today from Nico and Wyatt. Nick Diamond, me old buddy Nick Diamond. Have a great day, pal. That's from Amy and the kids. My cousin, Adam Molnow, is celebrating today too. Happy birthday, Adam, and a happy birthday to Kenny Waugh, the best Grampy Beau, from your 6 grandchildren, Grace, Aiden, Mo, James, Pete, and Wiley.
All right, a happy third birthday to BG. Told it's the fur baby. That's from Debbie and Kevin. So happy third, BG.
Way to go, BG.
Sinclair Axworthy of the OBB, happy birthday to you. And a wedding anniversary wish for Syl and Angela Lamoureux, Pleasant Grove Road, 43 wonderful years.
Sandy Mills celebrating a birthday, the last of the 50s. Love Jeanette, Jennifer, Bean, Robert, Hannah, and Addie. Vanessa Neal over in Stratford celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Vanessa. Becky Walsh in Charlottetown turning 39. A big old happy birthday to Ben Crawford turning 6 today, and he's off to Prince Street School. Love for Mom, Dad, Xavier, Auntie Jacqueline, Nana Joe, Gramps and his cats, Painter, Yuma, and Puck. Okay, there we go. That's a big old list, eh, Darce?
I like that. Okay, happy birthday to everybody celebrating. You're now a step closer to winning a bridge pass. We'll make the draw tomorrow and give out 2 of those. Don't forget, Darcy's trivia is still on the go, too. Send me a text message with your answer. She traveled 32 kilometers by foot to warn British soldiers of an impending American attack in 1813, but you may know her better for her chocolate. Who is it? 902-368-1720. We'll have your answer coming up after 8. We'll have more with Juanita Leary coming up next.
Weekdays at 7:50. Listen for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with
Descendants, Sunday, March 16th, Harborfront Theater, Summerside. Get your tickets now at harborfronttheater.com.
Ocean 100 News.
Cloudy with some showers for today and windy, a high reaching 10. Good morning, I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Hanson Solar Energy, now offering solutions for residential, commercial, and farm. Canada's premiers say they've come to an agreement with the federal government to reduce barriers to internal trade and labor mobility across the country. The deal is to lessen the effects of recently imposed U.S. tariffs on Canadian imports that will hurt the country's economy. In a joint statement, they say certified professionals with credentials in one jurisdiction should be able to work anywhere in Canada. Internal trade ministers and labor market ministers across Canada have been directed to provide a plan for countrywide credential recognition by June 1st. Further details were released Wednesday by the province regarding one of the two programs it announced Tuesday to support island businesses being impacted by the U.S. tariffs. The Tariff Working Capital Assistance Program is being offered through Finance PEI. It will provide working capital financing to island businesses impacted by tariffs to ensure that operations can be maintained, jobs can be preserved, and to help impacted organizations invest in market and supply chain alternatives. Eligible applicants can apply to receive up to $500,000 over 6 years at a fixed rate of 4%, with principal payments deferred for 12 months. That funding available until March 31st of 2026. A dramatic scene Wednesday afternoon as Charlottetown firefighters responding to a fire on Sydney Street arrived to find a resident hanging from a window trying to escape the flames in the burning apartment building. They were able to get out on their own from the 12-unit building between Queen and Pownall Streets. Two people were taken to hospital with undetermined injuries. In all, 12 people live in the building, and they have been receiving assistance from the Red Cross. Music PEI Week continues. A highlight tonight, the SoCan Songwriter Concert at the Scott McCauley Performing Arts Center in Summerside at 7:30, featuring Dylan Menzies, Gizmo, Lawrence Maxwell, Noah Malcolm, and Whitney Rose. A late bus this morning, bus 516, Timmy Goody, serving West Isle Family of Schools, is running 30 minutes late. Ocean 100 Sports brought to you by Summerside Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In the Quebec Maritimes Junior Hockey League last night, Charlottetown Islanders lost on the road 5-4 in Sherbrooke. They're back at it tonight playing the Blainville Boisbriand Armada. NHL action from last night, the Maple Leafs fell 5-2 to Vegas. Ottawa edged Chicago 4-3 in overtime. It was Vancouver getting by Anaheim 3-2. Washington beat the Rangers 3-2 in OT. And in a shootout, St. Louis over LA 3-2. One game in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Boston beat New York 5-2. Summerside Western Capitals, they host Truro tonight, 7 o'clock at Credit Union Place in the Maritime Junior Hockey League. At the Brier in Kelowna, BC, PEI's Tyler Smith Rink picked up its first win, 10-5 over Northwest Territories. Today, PEI faces Ontario. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Hey folks, Solar Jeff here. Forget spring, forget winter. March means one thing, home show season. That's right folks, the season of home improvement dreams. And Hanson
always find their name on local sports teams' jerseys. When you're doing business with Summerside Chrysler Dodge, you're doing good for your community. Come home to
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
Ocean 100 weather, clouds with some showers for today, windy with gusts to 60, a high reaching 10. Tonight, periods of rain giving about 5 millimeters, windy still, and a low of 8 overnight. Then on Friday, periods of rain ending in the morning, we'll see another 2 to 4 millimeters, windy, and the temperature falling to 3 in the afternoon. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, 4 in Summerside, 3 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Late buses are listed on our website as well at ocean100.com. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Correct answer gets you in the draw tomorrow. And we're going to take all of our correct answers from the week, and one person will win a $100 gift card from Robin's. She traveled 32 kilometers by foot to warn British soldiers of an impending American attack in 1813. Although you may know her better for chocolate.
Mint chocolate.
Sorry. I didn't know we were getting into our personal favorites here.
Well,
it was also the, it was a Heritage Minute too. That's for those right. of yes. us that grew up with Heritage Minutes. Things don't get much more Canadian than that. The answer?
Laura Secord.
Laura Secord. Scott says with a bit of vim. Have you ever been to the store?
When I was a kid, you used to have the Laura Secord pudding cups.
Get out of here. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. What a...
They were like in a little can.
Extravagance.
Not the plastic cup.
So would you get... you'd only get one of those every now and then, though.
Yeah, special. Just the one.
Special.
Just the one.
Okay.
Did you leave pudding cup lids everywhere like my kids have done in the past?
My mother might say so, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a guest, guys, and she's kind of looking at us weird now. if you had that answer, we will put your name in the draw and we'll make the draw tomorrow. You might win the $100 gift card. Juanita Leary is our latest recipient of a Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award, Women in Business, and we'll chat more with her next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch, where customer service is number one.
Good one there from the Cranberries. It's Linger, Ocean 100, 809. Good morning. Welcome aboard. It is Thursday. Ah, the weekend is almost here, and that puts Darcy in a good mood. I'm in an even better mood because this morning we have yet another inspiring lady with us. Juanita Leary is our Women in Business Award winner with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards. Thank you so much for being here. It's been so amazing to, well, I mean, we're already friends. We've hung out before. We know. We all know each other here. But just seeing your grandson in here now, he's in the room with us. Are you going to say anything? Huh? Hello? Hello. All right. Anyway, he'll eventually. We'll see what happens.
He's 10 months old. I don't know that he says that much. Does he? Does he?
Not yet.
No.
Just a lot of noise.
Juanita, what would you say is the biggest business challenge today?
Well, we all know we've had a lot of challenges over the last 5 years with pandemics, hurricanes, floods, fires, and we all came out on the other side. It made us stronger. But challenges today in our world is definitely people, to keep everybody motivated and happy and growing and moving forward, making sure that we give the training and that we do the appreciation and keeping our teams fully staffed. We really want to continue to grow. That has been our mandate. It continues to be our mandate, but we only grow with good people.
Right.
So the challenges are to keep everybody moving forward and happy, I think is probably one of the biggest things we deal with.
Yeah.
There's a lot of balls in the air to keep everybody going. So
yes,
we work really hard as a team to make sure that happens.
Yes. And I think probably, we've chatted, just in even everyone's life, they have a lot of balls in the air. You know what I mean? People are trying their best, but a lot of things to focus on.
There's
and work
a
through.
Lot of stuff in our lives today, right? So it's important that we recognize that and we work with our teams to make sure that continues to be successful and
yes.
that people are really happy.
Yes.
Now, you'll have to mention, too, your gratitude for the opportunity to work for Wayne Gray and the Gray family. What were the biggest and are the biggest career lessons that you've learned from those mentors?
I worked with the Gray family for 25 years. I started right out of university, and I love the Gray family. I did learn a lot. They had pride. They had pride in people. They had pride in the products. And they definitely had a community pride. And it's something we live by. There's a lot of grayness that still happens in our world at Fogg, even though we're not working with them on a day-to-day. I was very honored to work with the Gray family. I did learn a lot and kept lifetime memories and friendships. And I was very, very happy to work with the Gray family.
Incredible. This has been such a fun morning so far. We still have more to go. All right, you're here for another 15 minutes or so, and then it's picture time, all right? Just letting you know what's coming down the pipe, okay? Juanita Leary is our latest winner of a Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Award Women in Business category.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Join Ocean 100 next week for our main...
That's Kim Mitchell, Patio Lanterns, Ocean 100. It is 8:19. Having a great game of Got Your Nose with Oliver in here this morning. This is awesome. Got your nose! And then he got mine, and I was like, give it back!
I'm sure Scott Chapman is happy that you're not doing that to him today.
I'm no kidding.
Yeah. Got your nose, Scott.
You never give it back. That's the problem.
Got your nose.
It's very confusing.
It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. There's a child in here. If you're just joining us, that's what's going on. That's why I'm playing Got Your Nose. There's a child here. Also, Juanita Leary is here with us today. Juanita This has been so much fun.
It has been fun. A lot of fun.
Okay, there you go. That's what we were going for here today. Juanita is our Women in Business winner with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards.
Yes, she is. And we're so happy to have her here. And we were chatting. You saw that I posted a picture of my oldest, who is going to graduate from high school this year. And it brings lots of emotions. So knowing that you were right out of university or still in your last year when you started this job, what is the most important advice you have for someone just graduating from university and looking to build their career?
Well, I started before I graduated. It feels like it was yesterday.
Yes.
And tomorrow it's 37 years. So it went by in a blink of an eye. So enjoy your time, be present, be involved in it. Love what you do. Absolutely love what you do and the people you do it with. Don't worry if you don't have the perfect life-work balance, because you know what? Some days you won't. Some days it's more about work, and some days it's more about family, and you'll find your way. Not everything is perfect. There will be challenges, but we will always get through them, and we'll look back going, we made it. So really take the time to learn, to build relationships, to love the people you're around. Read every single day. I'm a big believer in reading and learning and growing. So enjoy it. Really enjoy it, because the time does go by very, very fast, as we all know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of great opportunities out there for our young people, and I really want them to love what they do.
Terrific advice. Just terrific. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. Congratulations. So well deserved. Did you want to do any shout outs? You want to say hi to anybody that's here today?
Well, I want to say hi to my baby Oliver, my new grandson of 10 months, my baby girl, my daughter that is his mom. I love them both. Her husband's here with them, Jamie, and all of my coworkers. My best friend is out there. My husband, Don, is here. My family has been my absolute everything. Mm-hmm. They are my everything. They have let me do my job, but my coworkers are really important to me. The gang from the office are here today. I love them so much. I do think I'm surrounded by wonderful, wonderful people that I'm so grateful for. I would like to say thank you to the Ocean crew. You guys are amazing. You're part of our extended family.
I agree, Oliver. I agree.
And Oliver is talking now. Yeah. So thank you to everybody, yeah. And across the whole country, to all of our Vogue people.
Yes. And we have to say, if you're stopping into a Vogue optical and see Juanita, 37 years tomorrow. Pretty big deal.
Years.
Make sure you say congratulations on her award and 37 years.
Thank you.
Happy to have you here.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Let's go get some pictures done.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. The quicker picker-upper.